Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, and as a trained and certified Christian mindset coach, I've helped hundreds of Christian women discover brain science-based mindset tools to help them grow closer to God and break free from anxiety, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and feeling like they're never enough. The Christian Mindset Coach is the award-winning podcast that shows you how to use simple brain science principles and biblical truth to renew your mind for lasting confidence, joy, and peace. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hey there, welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach with me, Alicia Michelle. I am glad that you are here with me today. I have to tell you that I have been sick, and so my voice is not quite what it usually is. So bear with me if I sound a little raspy and not quite myself. But before we get into today's topic, I wanted to tell you about something really exciting that's going on. I just launched my YouTube channel. So I've had a YouTube channel for several years, but I haven't had the capacity really to be able to produce the videos in the way that I wanted to produce them. And God has allowed me to develop a team who is now able to help me with creating video content. And so now I am going to be posting YouTube videos every day. There will be a new video. Usually we're trying to aim for 2 videos a day, and they're all really short. They're either one of these things that they call YouTube shorts, which are under a minute videos, or they are within, I would say, 1 to 4 minutes at the max. Most of them are like 2 or 3 minutes. And yeah, so I'm just really excited to be able to offer you this opportunity to continue to learn, to get new information every day. So check it out. It is the Christian Mindset Coach over on YouTube. We are having not only all these little videos that you're going to be uploading every day, but we are also uploading the podcast audio so that if you choose to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it on your regular podcast player, or you can listen to it on YouTube. So we're going to be uploading some past episodes, kind of slowly easing those up there, and we will be uploading all of the most recent episodes, the new episodes as they come out on there. So please check it out. Please subscribe. Please help us build this following over there. I love the community that we've developed here on the podcast. And like I said, I feel like this is the next level where I'm able to serve you and give you even more opportunities to grow in this knowledge every day and for us to connect and for us to grow together in this path of understanding how God wants us to renew our minds from not just what he says in his word, but how he's made our brains through brain science. So I'm excited to be able to offer that to you, and I hope you check it out. Well, today's topic is on overwhelm, but I'm approaching it from a different perspective because everything that you're going to hear today came from my journaling experience with the Lord recently. And this is where a lot of stuff happens for me is in a journal. If you don't know that already about me, I am a huge proponent of journaling. I know there are those of you who are like, I don't journal, I don't like to journal, and that's totally fine. But for me, this was a breaking point and a breakthrough for me. And it actually happened, like a lot of these things tend to happen, at like 2 a.m. where I had been sick. I couldn't think straight. I was so upset about some stuff, and God really carved out this quietness in the morning where I was able to just get rid of a whole bunch of stuff that had been rattling in my head. And through this is where he really showed me how overwhelm had been stealing a lot from me. And he also helped me to understand how the overwhelm that I was feeling was actually a result of some things that I had taken on that were not what he wanted me to take on. And they were the result of how I was viewing the blessings that he'd given me, many of the things that I had prayed for him to bless me with. And so we're going to get into that in a minute. I know this time of year is actually a time where a lot of people struggle with overwhelm, the kind of the end of the school year, the beginning of summer. We're kind of recalibrating ourselves. It's not the new year where we're finishing off the holidays, but a lot of us are like, okay, phew, I made it through another school year. Like, what do I want to do this summer? We may have some time off to be able to think about life a little bit. Maybe we're on vacation with our family. And so this is a great time to think about how are we structuring our life and are we living from a place of overwhelm or abundance? So as I shared, a lot of this came from my journal, and I started off in that journal talking about how
this overwhelm really had been stealing from me. It had been taking a lot of stuff from me and I was tired of it. And so I'm going to read to you what I wrote kind of as a proclamation just to state the lies. Like I was tired of dealing with this. So I said, overwhelm, you will not steal my ability to think straight. You will not turn me into a workhorse that exists to produce and to get to the next project. You will not make me doubt God's presence or his goodness. You will not take precious hours of much needed sleep from me. You will not fill my head with racing thoughts that keep me stuck on a to-do list and not experiencing life. You will not convince me that doing one more thing will give me the relief that I'm looking for. You will not keep me cycling in a state of how will it happen? And what if it doesn't work? And you're doing all of this and it's still not giving you the results you want. So as I was processing all of this, Jesus was asking me first to just say it, get it off your chest, be angry and upset about what it's taking from you and where you're at right now. And so that was a really powerful first step for me to just say, look, it's stealing my sleep. It's stealing my peace. It's triggering and bringing back some of these things of perfectionism and wanting to produce to order to get ahead. And this is a balance for me that I always have to watch because I went through most of my life believing that I had to perform, I had to be perfect, I had to achieve in order to be good enough. And as you guys know who've been here a while, that is something that nearly took my life in 2017. So I'm always trying to be hypervigilant to when I see those things starting to creep back up again. And I'm grateful that God is so good to call me out on the mat and to say, look, this is not you. This is not where we're going. And this is not where I want you to be. And that is actually the number one thing I want you to hear from this conversation today is that Jesus wants us to know that he doesn't call us to overwhelm. He calls us to abundance. And we're going to break down the difference and the similarities between those two words. But when God revealed that to me, that he wasn't calling me to overwhelm, but to abundance, that was huge. That was huge because a lot of the things like I had shared in the beginning that he had given me that I was feeling overwhelmed about were from his abundance. They were from years of prayer. They were from years of trusting. They were answers. And now it's like I had gotten to this place where because of these other mindset things that I had going on, I had allowed them to become burdens. I had allowed them to steal what he had wanted them to be as blessings. So I allowed myself to tweak that perspective of how to view them. So they felt like burdens. And I had allowed myself to take full ownership of all of them. And instead of partnering with God, which is obviously not what he wants, because I can't do all the things that he's called me to do, and neither can you, unless we partner with him. So I had to see what is it that I may have added on that wasn't from him. Have you ever done that? I do it all the time. And how was that contributing to this feeling of overwhelm? And then how could I shift how I was viewing this and really work as a partner with him instead? So looking at the similarities between abundance and overwhelm, those two words, both of them mean an excess. Overwhelm and abundance are both an excess. We ask for abundance. We ask God to give us what we're praying for. And we ask for things in abundance. I mean, that's a buzzword. That's a buzzword in the Christian community, the idea of abundance. But do you recognize how they're both an excess? But it's the difference is that overwhelm is me managing all of the things that I'm given and therefore feeling ill-equipped for what's in front of me. And abundance is receiving from God and partnering with him to work through it. So huge difference in how we view it. So I can see what's in front of me as an example of abundance, or I can see it as an example of overwhelm. And it's in my perspective to decide how to handle what's in front of me and how I'm going to view it. So that perspective shift and that control decision is in my court and it's in your court. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you may have to put some things down. You may have to draw some boundaries. I did that. I had to do that with God. There is a project, I'll just be really honest with you. There's a project that I want to do for you guys. I want to create this community. I want to create a community. And I know that it's not something that I can do right now with all of the other responsibilities of writing a book, of launching and growing a YouTube channel, of the idea that I want to have time this summer to refresh and reflect with my own family. And God was saying, look, you're moving forward with trying to build this community right now. And I'm telling you that you're going to burn out. And this is not of me. This was not part of the abundance that I gave you. The book, that is part of the abundance. The YouTube channel, that's part of the abundance. This isn't it. And you need to draw a line in the sand. Are you going to keep going through this? Or are you going to decide this isn't how I want to be anymore? And so I had to make that decision. So yes, I would love to do that. And I plan to do that later this year. And you'll be hearing more about that as that gets closer. God willing, right? He may push the date out further if there are other things that are, that's not still in his time. But I am just sharing that to say that there are some things that I have to say no to all the time, because there are things that I've decided need to happen right now, or that I want to take on that sound really great. But he's like, look, you need to focus on the abundance I'm giving you and let me give you the strength, because that's the strength I've given you. I've given you strength for that. I haven't given you strength for all these other things. And that really was the issue, is that I feel like God had given me this abundant energy, but I was using it for the wrong tasks. I was saying, I have to use it over here and here and here and here. And he was like, I didn't call you to do all those things. I gave you the abundance right here. And you're now trying to spread it out over all these places. So part of that overwhelm was coming from me. There's a great verse in Deuteronomy 28:11, that says, the Lord will give you prosperity in the land that he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. And I love that verse, because it's just saying that he had a promise and was fulfilling a promise in giving the children of Israel this promised land, the abundant land. And it's there, it's waiting for them. When he gives it to them, it's the right time. But if we try to run ahead and grab it before it's time, it's just, the blessing is not going to be there. And so we need to recognize, have we run ahead? Have we stepped into some things that are not of his time and are not of his way right now? So let's move into this concept of the differences between abundance and overwhelm. And I want you to really see and listen to this list, because this was something when I was began to work through this, it was so enlightening. And yet it's so easy to fall into these different traps. So overwhelm is from the enemy. Abundance is from God. Overwhelm is a trap that keeps me performing, pleasing, and perfecting. Abundance is a restful place of partnership and receiving. Overwhelm is rush, rush, do it now. Abundance is stay open and let God provide in his own true way and his time. Overwhelm is aggressive. Abundance is proactive. Overwhelm is doing. Abundance is partnering. Overwhelm believes it's all up to me. And abundance is trusted in God, is trusting in God and surrendered, and knows it's all up to God. Overwhelm leads to burnout, and abundance leads to blessing. Overwhelm is about overthrowing and wanting to take over what's ahead. Abundance is submitting to God's timing and plan. Overwhelm is constriction. It's heaping it on ourselves. It's burying. It's making ourselves go faster. Abundance is releasing into spaciousness and into trust and into provision from God that only he can provide. Overwhelm is disrespectful to God and self because it says me first. And abundance is honoring to God and self because it says him first.
Alicia here. If you're tired of feeling never enough, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to stay stuck in the exhaustion of perfectionism, people-pleasing, or trying to prove yourself worthy. What if I told you there's a secret weapon for rewiring your mind to align with God's truth? The proven brain science tool that pro athletes have used for decades, and that I've been using with hundreds of Christian women to break free from this idea of feeling never enough. I want to tell you all about it at this workshop, Break Free from Never Enough. Yes, you can find healing from a lifetime of worry, of shame, and striving. Sign up for the Break Free from Never Enough workshop at vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. This workshop is absolutely free. Why wouldn't you join me? Pick a workshop time that works for you at vibrantchristianliving.com/mind.
Which of these things really helps you to understand the difference between overwhelm and abundance? For me, I really was enlightened by the idea of overwhelm being right now and aggressive, and abundance being partnering and resting, and me and not me taking the reins. I also wrote this section that says, when you have talents and gifts and God wants to grow you, then you will be given a lot and it will be more than you can humanly handle. You can be your own worst enemy, Alicia, and sabotage God's work in your life by creating a state of overwhelm. Or you can pick what is God's next best thing for you and what will cause you to serve from rest versus the old way of doing it by taking it on as overwhelm. So if you're feeling that tension today of, God, you've given me so much. God, these are all good things. And I know that you're calling me towards these different tasks. I'm wondering how you can release your hand on the wheel, so to speak. The idea of trust, the idea of not needing to have the answer for it, not needing to be the one to produce even the energy to make it happen. How can you change and shift your view of the situation from overwhelm to abundance? So, three action steps that I want you to think through next. First of all, I encourage you to sit down and think about, how is this overwhelm stealing from you? What's it taking from you? Like I had to do, come up with your own proclamation of, I refuse to let this do XYZ. Come up with that. Really hear yourself saying how this mindset is stealing from you and not allowing you to rest in the life that God's given you. The second step is, what do you need to do to release as part of the overwhelm? What do you need to let go of? I shared with you that I needed to let go of this project of creating this community for right now. I needed to let go of it because it was going to be something that I was going to be pushing and rushing ahead and trying to put together in light of the other huge responsibilities that I've been given right now. And God is saying, this is a great idea and I want you to move forward in it, but not right now, right? Right now, it's going to cause overwhelm. I want you to do this from a place of spaciousness and abundance. So what is in your life that maybe you've said yes to that's keeping you stuck in overwhelm, that God might be asking you to say, you know what? Even if this is a good idea, this isn't something right now. This may not be the thing right now. And the third thing, the third action step is, what do you need to concentrate on and live in abundance around? So for me, I wrote three or four things down that I wanted to focus on this summer and that I saw God giving me as the next step, as the gifts, the abundance of this season, and how he wants me to sit in those and to treasure those and to appreciate those and to be grateful for those and not try to, again, to get more, to run ahead, to create all this, because that's when I get in trouble personally. And so I'm asking you, what are those focused priorities that you know he's abundantly blessed you with that you can walk in? For me, like I said, this summer, I want to concentrate on writing the book with joy and ease. Many of you know I'm writing a book right now, and that has been a massive answer to prayer and an exciting, wonderful project to work on. It's coming along really well and I'm excited, but I was at a place where I felt like the joy was leaving it because I was, again, trying to use the abundant energy that God had given me for that on all these other things. And I'm like, no, this is a gift. I know God's called me to this. He's given me this amazing publisher to work with. This is the time. And so I'm going to move forward with it, but I'm going to focus on that as a priority in this very short season. The second thing is enjoying time with my family. My kids are getting older, as you know, all of us are getting older, but my kids are at the stage where we only have a few summers left I already have one who's left the house and another one who's working full time but still lives in our house. But the other two, it's like, gosh, they're even them. I see them getting so much busier and their time being lessened. And I just want to make sure that I have space. That's a priority for me in this season. That's the abundance. God has given me the ability to have these children in this season, and I get to connect with them using that and resting in that as a priority this summer. And then, yeah, that third thing, getting that YouTube channel up and running well is another priority for me this summer because I want to do things well, right? I mean, don't you want to do things well? I know you do. it's so easy to say, I want to do all of the things, but are we going to be able to do them well? Are we going to be able to operate them within the boundaries of health? Are we going to be able to do them with excellence? I think we can pursue godly excellence by putting up parameters around what is too much, right? And so by focusing on those things, that's where my heart is this summer. So I'm encouraging you again, what would those things be? What would be your priorities right now in this season that you see God abundantly blessing you with and that you can ask Him for continued help with energy to continue to do that job and those tasks well? And so also, if you have a hard time letting these things go and really feeling attached to, I have to do this, like this is just what has to happen, or this, how it's kind of like, you know that you're supposed to let it go, but you can't, you know, that feeling. I want to invite you to join me in the Christian Mindset Makeover, because that's where we deal with a lot of these deeper issues. It's an incredible program where we look at what are the subconscious thought patterns that are really running the show. We have, as you may know, we have two parts, well, lots of parts in our brain, but for this example, we have a logical part of our brain, which is like the prefrontal cortex, the cortices of our brain. And then we have the subconscious mind, which is where a lot of emotion is held, where we have memories, and where we have a lot of the patterns that have been created on how we respond to certain stimuli. And so if we have certain patterns inside of us that say things like, I have to do this in order to feel like I'm good enough, or I have to do this in order to be accepted by this person, things like that, if we have those things going inside of us, we can say all day long, okay, I'm going to stop doing this, but we're going to find ourselves creeping back to the task, because that task is being driven by a subconscious belief. And those subconscious beliefs are going to always override what we logically know to be true, because those subconscious beliefs are linked more to our survival. And our brain's always trying to keep us alive and surviving. And if those are needs that are being met, it, quote unquote, whether they're healthy or not, in that way, it's going to try to keep us going in that direction. So what I love doing is helping women find freedom here, saying, what are those patterns underneath there? We have a very specific process we walk through to help you figure out what those patterns are as related to your identity. And then we use brain science, we use neuroscience, one of the very powerful skills that I've been trained to use called brain priming, where we are able to see, well, what are those patterns? What is the truth that God wants us to believe about that instead? And we use this process, the scientific process, that 64 to 67 days to literally strip away those old neurons with that old thinking and to replace them with the biblical truth and the idea of, you know what, I am completely sure and solid in the truth that I am known by God, I'm loved by God, and I can let these things go because I know who I am in God. My identity is solid and I don't have to live from those patterns anymore. I can let them go and God can bring healing. And this process of this brain science process of brain priming is fabulous for doing that. I've seen it work for personally in my own work with hundreds of women that I've worked with. And I know it's been proven for, gosh, probably 20, 30 years now, being used with other people who are also trained in the way that I am as a neuro coach, and also a lot of elite athletes and high performing executives use this as a way to reformulate how they view their world. And so I would love to be able to work with you to be able to help you find that freedom so that you can live in abundance. You don't have to just say, okay, I'm going to be different. All right, I'm going to look at this differently. You really can have that support from inside of yourself that will allow you to step into that. So if you're interested in that, you can learn more about the Christian Mindset Makeover at a free training that I have. It's called Break Free from Feeling Never Enough. And you can go, again, completely free. You can go to my website to get that training. It's vibrantchristianliving.com/mind, M-I-N-D, mind. And pick a time on there where you can join us for a workshop where we will talk more about how the brain holds on to these subconscious soundtracks and why we get stuck in these patterns and how to break free using things like brain priming and how we do that in the Mindset Makeover. It's a great place to learn more about the makeover and to get your questions answered about it. So join me there, vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. All right. I look forward to talking to you more about all this stuff. We have lots of great conversations lined up for this summer. I can't wait to share all of them with you. So I will see you back here for next week's conversation. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today for the Christian Mindset Coach. If you love today's show, would you take 2 seconds and share a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts? I've got a special gift for you when you share a review, my amazing 50 I Am declarations, 50 statements and Bible verses about who you are in Christ. This is an audio meditation and a written statement that is extremely popular with my clients, and I want to give you access just for sharing your Apple Podcast review. Simply screenshot your review and send it to hello@vibrantchristianliving.com, and we'll send you the link to access the 50 I Am Declarations resource. Thanks so much for sharing your rating and review so that we can get the word out about the podcast. See you back here next week.